You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Ave Maria, my name is Brother Solanus Mary. I want to begin by saying a few words about a novella that simply cannot be disconnected from Christmas. Its author did so much to bring back the joyous Christmas celebrations to England after they had been laid low for many a year. We speak of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. If you haven't already read A Christmas Carol, you would do well to make reading it one of your New Year's resolutions. If you like films, I would recommend the 1984 film version with George C. Scott as a very faithful rendition of the story. As in the case of Dickens's other novels, a central theme running through the story is charity. And charity for Dickens means the Christian virtue of charity. The story begins by showing us the miserable life led by Ebenezer Scrooge as a result of his miserly ways. His selfishness has taken such a hold of him that his solution for poverty, would be to simply consign the poor to the prisons and the workhouses. Or, better still, in his eyes, he would rather that they die and, in his flawed morality, reduce the surplus population. As the story progresses, Dickens, in his usual masterful way, illustrates for us the efforts made to enlighten Scrooge to the error of his ways. The first spectre that appears to him is that of his deceased business partner, Jacob Marley. In my view, this particular scene represents a very good literary presentation of purgatory. The great Cardinal Manning once remarked that all of Dickens's novels were a complete course in moral theology. And this is very evident with A Christmas Carol. Just look at the Cratchit family, a model Christian family. Dickens loved to showcase Christian families in his novels. And he shows us here, as in many of his novels, how children are such a blessing. Who can forget Tiny Tim? This small character plays a prominent role in bringing about the reform of Scrooge's life. Notice the happiness of everyone when Tim is around, and their sadness when he dies. As a priest once remarked to me many years ago, Tiny Tim is, in a sense, an image of the Christ child. In his characterization of Scrooge, Dickens shows that no one is beyond reform, beyond redemption. There is much to enjoy in this wonderful Christmas story, and I do hope you take the time to read it.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.